Now the ball is being walked back again to the Southern Cal 17, where it'll be fourth down coming up for Wisconsin. They've been unable to score this afternoon on the Trojan defense. Defensively speaking, Braven Dyer, I'd say this has been a whale of a defensive ball game all the way, wouldn't you?
You're right there, Al Elfer.
Ball on the 17-yard line, fourth down and 12 yards to go for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 17, 15 yards in the sideline across the way. The flagger to the right is Bill Hutchison, goes over to the sideline, is about 2 yards in from the sideline across the way. The end is split 2 yards wide. Haluska takes the ball and fades back, then pitches back to Witt, who's running wide on the 25-yard line, is cut back on the 23 and dropped. So they lose from the 17 to the 23 as the tackle is made down here on the right side by George Timberlake. That's going to be all as far as Wisconsin's threat this time is concerned, with Southern Cal taking over on their own 23, first down and 10 yards to go. And in case you didn't catch up with the other bowl games, we'd like to give you some of them. In the Salad Bowl, San Diego 81 and Camp Breckenridge 20, I believe, the final score on that one. The Gator Bowl, University of Florida 14 and Tulsa 13. The Orange Bowl, Alabama 61, QQ 6. In the Sugar Bowl, Georgia Tech 24, Mississippi 7. In the Cotton Bowl, Texas 16 and Tennessee nothing. Thank you very much. Ready to go, Southern California. On their own 23-yard line, first down and 10 yards to go. Single wing over to the right. In the tailback is Dandoy. The ball given, however, to Sellers on a fake buck lateral. He's into the right side of the line and bucks up to the 25 to pick up two. Now at left halfback, in comes Bukic. Bukic in at left halfback. That means he'll be running from the tailback. Sears was injured in the early part of the game, and he's watching from the bench now in civilian clothes. The fullback is Sellers. The quarterback, or in the blocking spot in the single wing, is George Bozanic, 207-pounder. And Al Kirkland is in at right halfback for Southern California. Second and about 7.5. The ball is snapped back, and Sellers fumbles the ball and goes back to his own 15 to recover. And Gary Messner, in at left linebacker for Wisconsin, comes in to make the stop along with Carl Martin. The ball back on the Trojans' 15-yard line. A fumble by Sellers has placed a ball in front of their goalposts on their own 15. Makes third coming up, and 18 yards to go for the Trojans on their own 15-yard line. I see that's Messner in at left halfback, replacing Dornberg, or at left linebacker. And Messner is in at right tackle. Messner's in at right tackle. We thought Dornberg was out. Messner's in at right tackle, replacing Carl Martin. Wide flanker off to the right in a single wing. There's Bukic back to throw a pass, and it's batted down right in the middle of the line. See who batted that one down. That was number 77. That's Carl Martin in there to bat that one down. Also, Norbert Esser, the defensive right end, was in on the play. It'll be fourth down coming up for Southern California. 18 yards to gain. They have possession of the ball on their own 15-yard line. And Des Cook comes in to do the kicking for Southern Cal. We have 4 minutes and about 15 seconds left to play in the fourth period. Southern Cal leading Wisconsin 7-0. These Trojans have battled hard here this afternoon. Cook standing on his own goal line, takes a nice pass from center, boots the ball downfield. It's a dandy. Look at that thing go. It bounces down on the 15-yard line. It's picked up on the 15 by Swaco. He's running laterally on the 20-yard line. It's hit at the 20, steps back to the 18, and is finally dropped by Nikolov. Boy, that was really a kick. Before we have the first play from scrimmage now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Billings, KGHL, the Northwestern Auto Supply Company station.
Right back here at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, this is Al Helfer with Braven Dyer. Wisconsin from a tight tee in the backfield. The ball handoff to Amichu through the middle of the line. A big fellow fights his way to the 30-yard line. Drives down to the 35 before he stopped. Amichu right through the middle of the line. Lyndon Crowe stopped on the play. Lyndon Crowe making the tackle on the 35-yard line. So it's first down, 10 yards to go. And it looks as though time has been taken out down there by Southern California. And I'd like to ask you a question. How you fix for blades, men? Remember, you can't buy them in your bathroom, and it's no fun to find you're out. So better grab Gillette's bonus special and stock up. Right now, you get a combination package holding a Gillette dispenser loaded with 20 easy-shaving Gillette Blue Blades and a 35-cent tube of Gillette shaving cream, leather or brushless, for only 98 cents. Now, that's the price of the blades alone. Yes, sir, you save 35 cents. The cream costs you nothing. But when stores are sold out of these combination packages, there won't be any more. So hurry, fellas. Look sharp. Feel sharp. Be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. 3 minutes and 35 seconds left to play in the fourth period of the ball game. The longest kick in a Rose Bowl game is 70 yards, I believe. Is that right? No, 68 yards. Raven, is that right, 68 yards? That's absolutely right. You have USC.
I saw that one. This one was 76.
How about that, mm-hmm. Huh? Doggone, we got a record here this afternoon after all. Well, let's see. Wisconsin has the ball. Harlan Carl has come into the ball game. He's from Greenwood, Wisconsin. Junior at 176 pounds. He's in at left halfback. Harlan Carl. He's been having a lot of trouble with his knee. Haluska steps back and throws to Carl out in the flat. Carl trying to get away. Drives to the 30-yard line. Still on his feet. Fights his way to the 35. Is hit at the 35 and bounces back and is knocked out of bounds on the 34. Lyndon Crowe made the stop. That was Harlan Carl taking a pass and stepping out of bounds finally on his own 34. There was some question as to whether Harlan Carl would be able to get in the Rose Bowl game or not. His knee hadn't responded to treatment as everyone thought it should. Flanker to the right for Wisconsin on second and 11. Haluska takes the ball, fades off to the right. Looking for someone to pass to. He's being chased. Then throws a pass downfield, and it is not complete on his own 45-yard line. Welsh knocked that ball down. It was Dornberg. I'm afraid Dornberg was called as the receiver on that one. We're going to check that and make sure that Dornberg is not playing right halfback. Looked like Lackland. Check the number down there at halfback and make sure. Tight T in the backfield for Wisconsin. The ball is taken, and Haluska hands off to Amici into the middle of the line. It's Dornberg, all right, at right halfback offensively. He's been playing defensively all afternoon, but Dornberg is at right halfback right now for Wisconsin offensively. A red flag on the field on the play. See who draws the penalty. Got 3 minutes left to play in the fourth period. So the backfield for Wisconsin is Jimmy Haluska at quarterback. Alan Amici is the fullback. Roger Dornberg is at right half, and Harlan Carl at left halfback. Elmer Wilhart has been put out of the ball game. Boy, played a little bit of rough down there, Braven. You know it?
Hmm?
Sir? Braven, that Wilhart's playing a little rough down there, so they gave him a chance.
I couldn't see what had developed down there, Al. I'd taken my glasses off the play when the man was stopped.
Well, unnecessary roughness is being charged as the penalty, which will be inflicted, and Wilhart has been asked to go over and sit out the rest of the ball game. 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness against Southern California places the ball on the Wisconsin 49-yard line. 15 yards in the sideline on the side of the field, giving Wisconsin first down and 10 yards to go on their own 49. With 3 minutes and exactly 9 seconds left to play, that's unofficial. It's 7-0 Southern Cal over Wisconsin. A flank tee to the right, to pitch back to Amici. Amici through the right side of the line, flies and bulls his way over to the 45-yard line in Southern Cal territory, where he's stopped by George Timberlake. So it will be second down coming up at about 4 yards to go for Wisconsin. They're about 20 yards in the sideline across the way as they send a flanker. Well, that's the end. It's a tight tee in the backfield. Haluska takes the ball and fades back, looks the field over, throws a forward pass. That is completed down on the 38-yard line of Southern California. That was Ken Peters, who had to get down on his knees to grab that one. But that makes it a first down and 10 yards to go for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 38. Ball is equidistant between sidelines on the Southern Cal 38-yard line. Haluska, Harlan Carl, Roger Dornberg, and Alan Amici. Out on the flank goes Harlan Carl to the right. T formation in, split a couple of yards. Haluska takes the ball, fakes off to one man, fades back, throws a pass downfield, and it's completed on the 28-yard line to Kent Peters, and he's knocked out of bounds on the far sideline on the 28. Harry Welsh making the stop for Southern Cal. Ball on the 28-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 28. These Badgers, with a minute and 59 seconds left to play in the ball game, are battling to try to get a tie out of this one at least. Southern Cal has played a fine ball game here this afternoon. The West Coast can be mighty proud of the representation they've had this year. A flanker to the right is Harlan Carl. Tee in the backfield. Haluska takes the ball, fades back, looks for a receiver, throws one right down the middle into the end zone. Carl can't get that one. Incomplete in the end zone. Harlan Carl tried to get into the end zone. Harry Welsh went back with him. Neither could get a hand on the ball. It was way high over the heads of both players. The ball will be brought back to its original position on the Southern Cal 29-yard line. A third down coming up. It's about 1 yard to go, and that's all. But with a minute and 52 seconds, Wisconsin had gambled on passes trying to make a touchdown out of it rather than picking up that yard for first down and 10. Flanker off to the right, a quarterback sneak, and the quarterback, Haluska, pushes his way down to the 24-yard line to make it a first down for Southern on the Southern California 19. And time is being taken out by Wisconsin. Time taken out by Wisconsin with the score standing Southern California 7, Wisconsin nothing. I'd like to make a suggestion, man. While the supply of combination packages lasts, you'll get a 35-cent tube of Gillette shaving cream, lather or brushless, as a bonus with every purchase of a 20-blade Gillette dispenser. You pay only 98 cents, the regular price of 20 Gillette blue blades. Ask for Gillette's bonus special. 1 minute and 46 seconds left to play in the fourth period of the ball game, with the Trojans of Southern California leading Wisconsin 7-0. And unless memory serves me wrongly, it was the Trojans of Southern California who last won as West Coast representatives in the Rose Bowl, wasn't it, Braven?
That's right, Al Helfer. They defeated Tennessee in 1945, and that's the last victory scored in the Rose Bowl by a Pacific Coast Conference team. The year after that, they lost to Alabama, and then came the six wins by the Big Ten.
Well, by George,
if the score holds up, why, SC will be the first to win since they last won.
Well, I see you're all reading smiles over there, Braven Dyer. You picked this ball game just this way, and if it holds up for a minute and 46 seconds, well, that smile can become a wide grin on your kisser, that's for sure.
Well, Al, we've had some wonderful teams out here from the Big Ten, and they've deserved most of the victories that they've won. I'll say that, definitely.
Well, this Trojan ball club here this afternoon has been fighting and fighting hard. Wide flanker to the right is Harlan Carl in the T formation. Haluska takes the ball, hands off to Amici. He busts into the center of the line, and I don't know how far he got. Just about a yard, and that is all. Frank Povich from San Francisco made the stop for Southern California, so that'll make it second down. Right on the 25-yard line. Had a big pileup down, and we couldn't tell just exactly where it was placed. So it is Wisconsin's ball on the Southern California 25-yard line, second and about 11 yards to go. From the tee, Haluska fades back, looks his field over, throws a pass way into the end zone. There goes Cliff in the end zone, and he grabs the ball, then fumbles it and drops it. Harlan Carl fumbled the ball in the end zone, took a pass, juggled it, and dropped it. And you can hear the fans from Wisconsin here in the stands this afternoon actually had literally groan. Harry Welsh was in there to help mess up that play. He'd trailed Harlan Carl all the way. So it'll be third and 11 now for Wisconsin on the Southern Cal 25-yard line. A minute and 8 seconds left to play in the fourth period. Well, this has been a dandy all the way. Carl again to the flank on the right for Wisconsin. Haluska calls his signals, fades back, and pitches back then to his halfback, Dornberg, who comes off the left side, is being cut back at the 30, bottled up, but spins away and drives on over to the 24-yard line before he's hit and dropped. Lyndon Crow and Marv Goo making the stop for Southern Cal. Now it'll be fourth down coming up. Fourth down coming up for Wisconsin on the Southern California 24-yard line. Dornberg becomes the flanker, coming off to the left over to the sidelines, about 2 yards in the playing field. Haluska takes the ball and fades back. He's looking for someone to pass to. There goes Dornberg downfield. Is it going to be Dornberg? It is Dornberg, and it's over his head into the end zone. Into the end zone. So that incompleted forward pass brings the ball out into the end zone, brings the ball out to its original point on the 24-yard line, and Southern Cal takes over with 24 seconds left to play in the fourth period. Boy, I tell you, the West Coast will be wild tonight. And they're going to start right here at this tremendous bowl known as the Rose Bowl. The folks are already starting to chatter it up big. with 24 seconds left to play and the ball in the possession of Southern California. They lead 7-0 over Wisconsin. Single wing over to the right with Bukic in the tailback. We'll make that Dandoy. Dandoy's in the tailback. Ball comes back to the fullback, and Hahn is into the right side of the line to eat up some of the time. Red flag going down on the field. Messner to make the stop for Wisconsin. Red flag down on the field, and we'll see who draws the penalty. Got about 14 seconds left to play in the fourth period. The game is almost over. Southern California is not going to lose this one. You can almost say that for quick and sure. 7-0 in favor of Southern Cal over Wisconsin. They played magnificently here this afternoon. They played doggedly. Southern California, offside penalty. That's been refused. The ball on the 25-yard line. The down is the same. Southern California ready to go. They're back huddling with 14 seconds left to play in the fourth period. Up they come and up to the line of scrimmage. This time it's over to the left for Southern California. Dandoy from the tailback runs wide behind three-man interference, gets up to his own 20-yard line, to his 25-yard line, and to his 30-yard line before he's stopped by Bob Gingrass of Iron Mountain, Michigan. There, the seconds being counted off, 2-1. And the ball game, ladies and gentlemen, is over. The West Coast, the Southern Californian Trojans have downed Wisconsin this afternoon, and Jess Hill will be one of the proudest guys in the entire country tonight. The final score, Southern California 7, Wisconsin nothing. And it's a case now of goodbye goalposts. They are already gone. The goalposts have been charged and taken. And Southern California players are carrying Jess Hill off the field. And rightly so, because Jess' boys have played magnificently for him here this afternoon. Perhaps one of the hardest football games Southern California has had all year. They win it, the Rose Bowl is theirs, and the Tournament of Roses is topped by their victory right here at Pasadena this afternoon. I want you to know that it's been a tremendous lot of fun to again be seated here in the Rose Bowl at Pasadena, California. And it's been a pleasure to be able to bring you the play-by-play. And I should like this afternoon, before bowing out for Braven Dyer, to thank our spotter for Wisconsin, Mr. Ed Hansen, and our spotter for Southern California, Mr. Dick Bank. Gentlemen, I've certainly appreciated all your fine work here this afternoon, and I hope that you all have a very happy new year. And for you, Ed Hansen, I hope that Wisconsin comes back stronger than ever next year. And Dick, I sincerely hope that Southern California goes right on as they have started. And now, this is Al Helfer bowing out of the picture, saying Braven Dyer will summarize the highlights of today's Rose Bowl game for you in just a moment.
Are you using another woman's waving lotion? You are if your permanent is...